From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has weathered many crises, but never during his time in office has he appeared more isolated than today. Pakistan's two main opposition parties are celebrating a sweeping victory at the polls and the crushing defeat of the party that was the mainstay of Musharraf's support in parliament. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Lahore.
The victors of this election wasted no time today. Since Benazir Bhutto's assassination, her Pakistan People's Party has been run by her husband, Azif Zardari. He was quick to stake the party's claim to form Pakistan's next government.
We go to the parliament in order to make parliament strong. We don't intend to make no dictator strong.
The party's victory owes much to public anger over the crises of the last year, a six-week emergency in which Musharraf detained thousands of his opponents, a wave of suicide attacks, a shortage of flour, gas and electricity. All that and more has helped the Pakistan People's Party win more seats than any other in Pakistan's National Assembly. But this isn't enough to enable it to form a government on its own. It needs partners. Zardari made clear he's not interested, at least for now, in a coalition with the remnants of Pakistan's previous pro-Musharraf civilian government, whose so-called King's Party came in a distant third. But he and his colleagues are interested in an alliance with Nawaz Sharif, another former prime minister. Sharif's party came in a strong second. He too called a triumphant press conference today and outlined his terms.
Once the judiciary is restored, that judiciary will then have to give a judgment on the eligibility of Mr. Musharraf's candidature.
Sharif's talking about the restoration of judges from Pakistan's Supreme Court, including the Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry. Musharraf got rid of them late last year, just as the court was about to rule over whether he was eligible to be elected president again. If the judiciary is restored, it might invalidate Musharraf's re-election. Sharif campaigned on this demand, and today he stuck to it. Musharraf ousted Sharif in a coup in 1999. The two men have long held a deep grudge against one another. Right now, Musharraf, a key US ally, is more isolated and unpopular than he's ever been. After standing down as army chief, he no longer has the automatic support of Pakistan's military. Many of his opponents are calling on him to resign, but Musharraf knows Pakistan's political parties find it hard to cooperate for long. He also knows that coalition governments have weak points, especially if they don't hold the two-thirds majority needed to challenge the powers of the president. Some, like this man, Sahail, an engineer from Lahore, believe the elections actually reduced opposition to Musharraf.
I think everything's going to be fine now. I mean, people are not going to go against Musharraf anymore. He promised people that it's going to be a positive elections, it's going to be free and fair elections, and that's what he has done in the end. I mean, there's no any point to go against him anymore, I would say, at the moment.
Sahail's views reflect the generally euphoric mood in Pakistan today. Secular Pakistanis are relishing the election defeat of the Islamic religious parties, and people seem delighted the elections passed relatively peacefully and don't seem to have had any severe irregularities. They include Senator John Kerry.
This is truly an historic, decisive moment for Pakistan.
Kerry met Musharraf today and emerged with a message of reconciliation. He said Musharraf was happy to work with the new government, and Kerry made this appeal to Pakistan's new leaders.
We would urge them, each and every one of them, to put the grudges of the past in the past.
In this part of the world, though, grudges are not easily forgotten. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Lahore.